this Shabbos is Erev Purim. It's not like next year that Shabbos is Purim in Yerushalayim. It's Erev Purim. So Pashtus, it's Erev Purim. It's Taka Shabbos Zachar, but it's a regular Shabbos. Happens to be Matzah Shabbos is Purim. I would like to, Be'ez Hashem, go through a few halachas relevant to this Shabbos being that it's Erev Purim, it's Shabbos, or the Adal Yad Shabbos, that's Erev Purim. The frat that we're learning now in the night koil, Hilcha Shabbos, Dover Be'ite Ma'atoiv. The first halacha, a person wants to prepare laning the Megillah. Shabbos, it's a long Shabbos afternoon, you have time. Could you prepare laning the Megillah on Shabbos for Matzah Shabbos? What should be the problem? Hachana. The Isser Hachana is even not preparing, doing something that's an Isser Malacha. L'moshel, you want to prepare Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, you want to make a Marbim B'Suda K'tzas, you want to make a Suda Matzah Shabbos. It's very late till you come back from the Megillah, Matzah Shabbos, to change the clock already. So you want to prepare, set up Shabbos afternoon. You cannot, that's cool, that's a Hachana. Even if you're not doing any malacha, you're just partially putting on a tablecloth, setting the table, it's also, that's a Hachana. So could one prepare the Megillah when you're preparing to learn the Megillah? I'm not talking about learning Hilchas Megillah, learning the Taitch of the Megillah. You partially want to prepare to be a Bal Koira, to learn the Megillah as a Mutter. So in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa brings B'Shem Reb Shleim Zalman that it's Mutter. And he says the reason why it's Mutter, not because Hachana's Mutter when it's Ledvar Mitzvah. So says you can't appear from Erev Chavis 1, from Yom Tif to Shabbos, from Shabbos to Yom Tif to the Leila Seder. The reason why it's Mutter is because it's not called Hachana. Why is it not called Hachana? Zokt Reb Shleim Zalman, it's true when you're preparing the laning of the Megillah, you want to be able to lane Matzah Shabbos. But Lamaisa, when you're laning now, and you know how to lane, you're now a Bal Koira. Luyitzu, you don't end up laning Matzah Shabbos. You're still a person that can lane. So mainly you gained, you didn't do a chana for Matzah Shabbos, you're preparing to lane Matzah Shabbos. Now you're a person that can lane the Megillah Sester. The same as Negea, when Shabbos you want to prepare Megillas Eicha, or the Emes is Negea for about Tefillah. Somebody's going to daven Rosh Hashanah, falls out of the middle of the week, and the Shabbos before, you finally have a little bit of time, and you realize, if you're not going to prepare now, when are you going to prepare for davening? You want to prepare davening for Rosh Hashanah. This would be the same Yisoid, it's Mutter. Are you preparing to be about Tefillah Rosh Hashanah? The Torah says today, Shabbos, you're already about, you are now about Tefillah. It's also Negea. I saw the Paiskim speak about it. Lagabi, let's say Shabbos, you want to prepare the same Talamatal of Racha. The first night is going to be Matzah Shabbos. So you're ready Shabbos, you want to prepare and you want to say 90 times the same Talamatal. So like this, you know, Matzah Shabbos, when you dive a Meiriv, even if you're not sure, you're safe. L'maisa, what does the Olam say? L'chayra, saying the same Talamotar on Shabbos 90 times would be different. Yishleim is preparing the lane, the Megillah. So now you're about Chayra. You prepare davening, so you're about Tefillah. Saying the same Talamotar 90 times. So what are you now? You're doing it. You're preparing for Meir of Matzah Shabbos. That you if you forget, you shouldn't be stuck.
Causing yourself tzar.
What did you say?
Like,
what's the tzar that wants?
If you mess up by 89, you got to go back to the beginning.
Lamaisa.
What benefit is it that he's about Kairi now?
What'd you say?
What benefit is it that he's about Kairi now? It's for leaving. The point is that he's going to be delayed in the future.
He became a
asking what our vacha is the this day you're about kaira. What say? No, but he's still, what he's saying is that now he's considered about Kaira. Lamai Nafke, but Lamai Nafke is Kaddish. Doesn't even have Kaddish right now. Lamaisa, it's a Tassantaka, the Shaila. You're asking Lamaisa, he's about Kaira. Lamai Nafke, I mean, he knows it, so he owns it. Lagabi what? So he can lane. Matzah Shabbos.
It's not
the Shaila.
He's not just comparing. He's not just. It's one thing. I'm sure if a guy was learning it for the first time on Shabbos, it would be a problem because then he's doing hachana mamish. Even if he's considered bakari, that's preparing mamish for something that which he never did, right? So therefore, your mamish preparing. Someone who's about kari, a guy who constantly does it, then after then doing it on Shabbos, it's like hazar, just going over it, like learning it, and therefore when you're doing it on Shabbos, you don't have a din of hachana at home. You've done this. Something
yeah, but Lamaisa, even
head.
If a person did it for the past 50 years,
you're
if he's going
it
over,
it though,
yeah, but
you know it, you're just going Chazar over, you're not in a sense preparing for after Shabbos, you're just going over to make sure that the Megillah is in your head, Stam. You don't know if you're going to wait 20 times tomorrow.
You're doing it Stam as I, so Lamaisa, good, Lamaisa, Zoktav Shleim Zalman, it's mutter, Lahaloch, it's mutter. It's interesting, in Knei Boisim, Remeir Brandstorf has a long tshuva about it. He goes through all the different echatimtses where it's the geya. And he says it's aser, because it's considered being mechen, meshabas lechayil. He says very stark. He says it's a dove of borer that it's aser. So be'etzim, if we stop right here, very clear, this Shabbos, and a person wants to prepare the Megillah, Rabbi says a mutter or aser, Shleim Zalman says mutter. And in Knei Boisim, he says that it's aser. Lamaisa, that what?
He can't do matzah.
That what?
He can't do after the Zahachon. He can't create matzah. He has to lay in matzah.
What do you have to lay? I mean, if he's the only person and he's only... Could be. I hear. If it's Azami Neichatimtsa, and that's Takadidin and Chanami. Lamaisa... Oh, very good. Rabbi Yeshua Gavaldik will get to Mukta. That's another din. Very good. He's saying it's Mukta. We'll see his attack of Achal Mukta. Lamaisa is like this. The Knei Boisim son, Ramosha Brandstorfer, he's from the Eintig of Poisky, he was actually more recently well known. All the Chama de Geshailas during the Lachama, he's Paskins. So he says like this that even this that it says that it's Aser. When his father said his aser, it's only aser when you say that you're preparing the Megillah to be able to lay Matzah Shabbos. But if you don't say anything, it's mutter. Why? Vaita, what is it? What are you doing? You're laying it. The teretz is because it could be kekoyra b'toyra, you're learning. So Mameila, it's not achana. Before maybe you mentioned the shtickle, the learning part, kekoyra b'toyra, which Rabbi said, l'choyra, this heter is only a heter by Kriya Samagila. L'chayre, for davening, to prepare Rosh Hashanah davening for on Shabbos for Rosh Hashanah, l'chayre, you won't have that. It's only Kriya Samagila, because Shabbos, you could say Derech Limud Ba'alma.
But it's Musar. The Rosh Hashanah davening, if you read it, it makes a big impression. No less than
I hear it could be Taka and Echanami. And if you do it with the Nusach, it's Taka.
It's like Musar say that.
L'chayra, what I want to say clear is L'chayra, Rav Shleiba Zalman would also agree that you can't say, you tell somebody, I want to go now and prepare the Megillah for tonight, you can't do. To say that you're being Mechen, you can't do it for tonight. Rav Shleiba Zalman says you could do it now because you gain by being a Balkayra now. And the other tzad hatter is because Shana is doing the Derech Limud Ba'alma. Hayoyt say that if somebody wants to prepare the Shabbos Kriyas HaMegillah, don't say that you're preparing for Matzah Shabbos, then it's mutter. The next Nakuda. Let's move on. Abyssal will take more Shilas. I want to move a little bit along. A little bit. Shilas are more than encouraged. The next Nakuda is this Megillah Muksa? Could you be Metalfel the Megillah? We just said now that you could prepare. So Yeshua pointed out, Lamaisa, maybe the Megillah's Muksa. Oh, Why should it be Muksa? Agaba, I was just looking before what they say why would not be Muksa, it's not considered Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kiss. It's true, it's interesting. It's not an expensive item to buy a Megillah. But Lamaisa, you don't see that people are Ki'ilu, you know, a shofar, he's a Medubber, a person, even a Megillah cost way more than a shofar. But a Megillah, people, you use it, you move it, so there's no Muktzah Machus Chasar and Kiss Al Tzifr Kodesh. I didn't see such a thing. The word is that people are not so moiridic mach, but a Megillah Al Tzifr, it won't be Muktzah. So the emesis, the Shari Chupataka says that it's taka, you can be metalfalit, no problem. So what is a yenigay? Why are we talking about it tonight? What's a nigay? No, Lamaisa is like this. We'll talk about that's something else. Very good. I'm happy I was to say that. There's another nekud about carrying it, you meant to say taking it to shul. But let's first focus in the house. Could you move your Megillah from place to place? Zok de Shari Chuvetz Mutter. However, Lamaisa is like this. He brings the Prichadosh, that the Prichadosh says that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, the Hainu next year in Yerushalayim, then it's Muktzah. Then it's Muktzah. Why is it Muktzah? It's Muktzah Shami Averenu. I'm sorry. Why is it Muktzah? Gzeira de Rabbah, you can't read the Megillah. If you can't read the Megillah that Shabbos, the Mela, it's Muktzah. However, what comes out? Any other Shabbos of the year would be Mutter. It's only that Shabbos that you're not allowed to use the Megillah. It means you're not allowed to read from the Megillah. But every other Shabbos, it's Mutter. Oh, very good, very good. Frek the Machtes HaShekel, two questions. Number one, it should be Mutter even that Shabbos, because Lamaisa, good, you're not allowed to read from it, but you can learn from the Megillah, so why should it be Mutter? Va'oid, they bring that the minig was al pi the prichadosh to aser kriyas habegillah this Shabbos also. And Lamaisa, they say, why should it be aser? Why is this week different than any other week? Just say it's like this, and we'll soon see where we're going with this. Even if you go with the prichadosh that it's aser to be metaltal the Megillah next year in Yerushalayim, but why this Shabbos? You can be metaltal the Megillah. Why not? And that's La Locha. Klar. La Locha, you can be metaltal the Megillah this Shabbos. However, Sadochim, we said you to read from the Megillah, you're allowed with Smutter, it's not Achana. You're allowed to be metaltal the Megillah on Shabbos, it's not Muksa. However, you want to take the Megillah Shabbos afternoon to Shul. Yeah, your shul, it's a very late, and the shul, right away, they daven Ma'ariv by the Zman, before they're right away, followed by Megillah. So, when you go to shul, chveis by the Shkia time, you want to bring your Megillah. So for that, it's Aser, born the Shari Tshuva, Ma'ariv Tzi, it's Aser. The reason why it's Aser, because that's Achana. He does, however, bring the Eitzah, the Shari Tshuva brings the Eitzah, that you bring it Betzina. The sin of the pshat is because people see you carrying the Megillah, they think you're allowed to carry the Megillah. And when you bring the Megillah to shul, you learn from the Megillah, then it's mutter. So come to chayit, you really brought it for Shabbos already. A eitza, a chetimtza. Lamaisa, it's not such an eitza to rely on the Archa Shulchan brings this efshe the mutter, and then Dr. Archa Shulchan, mekal makam nizharim shle lovely day zeh. The Machtas HaShekel also brings this Eitzah of bringing to shul and learning from it. And he says, V'raf yibayadi. So the Meilu Lamaisa, even though you're allowed to move your Megillah, there's no Issa Mukta. However, to bring it to shul, you should not. That's an Issa Achana. I want to go back for a minute, please, to what we spoke about the second din of the Megillah being Mukta. We said it's not Mukta. Why is it not Mukta? Because why should it be Muktzah? Maybe it's Muktzah when Purim falls on Shabbos. But why should it be Muktzah this Shabbos? These are halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe not so well known, but it's a klara din in Shulchan Aruch. Siman Tafresh Tzadik Beisif Dalet. That b'di'evid, one could lay in the Megillah, erev Purim from Plag. It's b'di'evid. It's not like davening Meirav after Plag. The Shulchan Aruch says the Ovid Kamar. Purim, if a person can't get the lane to Megillah, Leil Purim is a dinim Shulchan Aruch. It was negayah. Can't say every year people ask the shaila, but it happens, and it's negayah, that somebody achveisis, he has this is shift. And lemaisa somebody came to me in the morning that he would have liked to talk a habit after the plug. Bidi yevin you can lay the Megillah after the plug. Rabbi Sai Zoktabog and Avram, a mori de kechidush of the Magen Avram. A year like this year, that Purim falls out Matzah Shabbos, you can lay the Megillah Shabbos afternoon. We're going to soon go into it a little more, but first let's understand, let's first. What'd you say? Even when Purim, this Magen Avraham is a Gaval de Gechidish. But even if on a regularly we would have it, we're not going to put it on the pamphlet because it's B'diyevet. People shouldn't make a mistake.
Then Rami would have to add another Bokhari in there.
I even had a tzad to have such a thing just in case. I discussed it with Rabbi Korn, but it's B'diyevet. So if it's needed, we'll work with it. But not to make such a type of option, even out of the schedule. Oh, one second, 1 minute, 1 minute. So let's, we hold it over here. So Lamais is like this. Let's be clear. Let's be clear over here. Zok the Magen Avram, it's mutter. Zok the Magen Avram, it's mutter. Zok the Magen Avram, it's mutter to, not mutter. The din is that you can read it Shabbos afternoon. So if we stop right here, this is another reason why we'll not be muksa. Right, another reason why will not be muksa. Why not? Why wouldn't the Megillah be muksa? Because not only it's not muksa, fakir, if you allow to read the Megillah on Shabbos.
This Shabbos,
yeah.
So about plague, normal plague.
No. The Shulchan Aruch talks about plague when Purim falls out on Tuesday.
Right.
So you can read Zok the Shulchan Aruch, you can read it Monday afternoon.
Right.
Zok the Magen Avraham, on this din of the Shulchan Aruch, if Purim falls out Matzah Shabbos like this year, Zok the Magen Avraham, that you could lane the Megillah b'diavad if you need to mid plag, which means Shabbos afternoon. We're gonna get to that in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. 1 minute. First, I want to first bring this in Lagabi the din of muktzah, and then we'll get to Xer de Rabba. Memela is like this. Memela, it's not gonna be muktzah because you could use the Megillah. However, Zok the Magen Avraham. Either the Magen Avraham is mesupik or the Magen Avraham concludes that you can't. But we're going to get back to the mutta asa, but I want to first handle the muktzah part. Zok the Magen Avraham, you cannot. You cannot. The Prima Gadim says, Pashit. He doesn't understand the Nidun and the Magen Avraham. It's Pashit. But one second, we'll see that some say maybe Fakarat God. But he says, Pashit, it's Aser. So Lachar, what comes out, Rabbi Isai? Just like what the Pri Chadosh says. That next year in Yerushalayim it's muktzah because Rabba said you're not allowed to use the Megillah. We talk about a kash on the Brich Hadash that you could read it very, you could learn from the Megillah. But Oybazoi, this Shabbos it would be muktzah. That's what Lachayru should come out because if you hold that Be'etzem you should lay and Gzeiru the Rabba kicks in over here this Shabbos afternoon, it would become aser. But maybe it would come aser only even a plag. Muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. Before plag, I want to be muktzah, because you can't lane it. From plag, which be'etzim you would be able to lane, because of the din of the Shulchan Aruch min a plag. Now, the reason you can't do it is because why can't you lane this Shabbos afternoon? Gzeira the Rabbah. So it would be aser to be metaltal.
Would this go to other Gzeiras that are running on Shabbos, like Lov or Shaifer or something like that?
The what?
That to say that's not Moksha?
Let's leave it on the side. We'll talk afterwards. We rather spoke about Lulav also. Lamaisa, Rabbeisa, listen over here for a minute. Lamaisa, Lahalacha, before we go into this, the Graba part, Lahalacha, it's mutter to be metaltal. Are you going to tell me Al-Atsad, what the Magen Avraham concludes that it's also to lay in the Megillah, L'chor, it should be Mokta. The whole Pre-Chadosh is in question. The Poskim have a very hard time with the Pre-Chadosh. Good, that's a Shabbos thing. L'maisa, there's a few Maramakoymis that L'maisa you say that even Mokta L'chatzi Shabbos have a few Maramakoymis. So L'chor, it would be Taka, it would be Mokta. However, it would be Mokta from afternoon, from Plag. L'maisa, I'm just going to say it quick and we can handle it afterwards. Lamaisa, the Prichadosh holds that you cannot lane the Megillah from Plag. So Memela, you can't use the Prichadosh's Isser and also say that this Shabbos afternoon it's going to be Muktzah at the din of the Prichadosh. The Prichadosh alone holds that you can never read the Megillah after Plag. So Ibrazoi, you can't use the Prichadosh and say it's Muktzah. So Memela la'alocha, I said it b'kitzah, but la'alocha, it's clear that a person could be metautel the Megillah this Shabbos. As we said, even if you're being metautel the Megillah, you can't take it to shul, because that goes into hachana shaila. Agav, and the Oilam Taka brought it up. Tamoiri de Gezach, the first chelik of the Magen Avraham, that you should be able to lane the Megillah this Shabbos afternoon. Chiddush Gadol. We mentioned before the Prima Gadim says, when the Prima Gadim says, it's Pasha, it's Asa. What's the Magen Avraham going like this and like that? It's Asa. Mi'idach, so what's the Havamina that it's, the Havamina that it's Mutter? The Chassam Sofer over here in the Shulchan Aruch and Agoyas Baruch Tam, they go on Meskasha the other way around. They say, why would it be Asa? Why does the Magen Avraham conclude at Sad Isser? Why should it be Asr? Why? What's it? What are they asking that it should be Mutter? I'll tell you what it's Mavur in the Ran. The Ran asks a Shiloh. Rabbah made a Gzeira that it's Asr. Asr. You're not allowed to blow Shofar on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take Lulav on Shabbos. You can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Gzeira Shema Yavirenu. You're going to go to the Rav. To ask the Rav how a Tkia goes. Nanuim. Megillah. Frek the Ran. And what's about Mila? In the introduction, Rabbi Antebi, you mentioned about Mila. So, Frekta Ran, what's about Mila? What Mila's Doicha Shabbos, you do a bris on Shabbos. Why wasn't Rabbi Goizer that you just don't do a bris on Shabbos? Gzeira Shemi Avirenu. As I Frekta Ran, there are many terutzim. Many terutzim. The answer that the Ran gives is like this. Rabba was only Geyser, something, a Gzeira, that all of Klal Yisrael are doing the mitzvah. The Goyin is Medayik, the Lashon HaGemara, Hakol Chayavim. Dafka Hakol Chayavim, but if only a few people are Chayiv, other people are going to remind. That says by Mila, these are few people, only limited people are doing a bris on Shabbos. So someone that's not doing a bris, is going to stop the person. Hey, don't go out to ask Rav at Shabbos. So Mamela, Zokta Chassam Sofer, Zokta Goyes Baruch Tam, for these few people that are going to read the Megillah this Shabbos afternoon, it's only a few people. So Mamela, it should be Mutter. No. What's the bar? Hakol Chayavim doesn't mean if the Chiv. Everyone's Mechuyiv to do Mila B'yom HaShmini also. Hakol Chayavim means to say that everyone's going to be Makayim. So everybody's Torah, the Mitzvah Shofar, so somebody's by mistake going to go out in Rosh Hashanah. No one's going to stop him because everybody's busy with the same thing. Mila, there are a few people that are busy with the Mitzvah Mila B'Shabbos. Other people are not busy. This Shabbos afternoon, how many people are busy with Kriyas HaMegillah? Only a few people.
By Shofar, everyone's busy learning.
Yeah, but Mila, everyone has also the mitzvah. Lamaisa, they may not have the chi of Lamaisa, but they do have the mitzvah.
Good, good. You're asking in the Ran. Let's leave it on the side for now. We can be mafalpal more. But as I zok the Ran, that's the Ran. Memela, zok the Chassam Sofer. This Megillah over here, it's only a few people that are laning b'di'evet after plak. So Memela, that's the reason it should be mutter. Atke de kach, the Chassam Sofer, if I remember now correctly, the Chassam Sofer is blives by a tzara chiyin, the l'chayot should be mutter. And Agoyas Baruch Tam says, l'maisa, you know why l'maisa it's aser? Loi plug. Das heißt, when Rabbi asered, avada they asered Megillah next year, Shabbos, Shushan Purim. But loi plug, you can't have that. This type of Megillah, it's very confusing. Can you imagine some people are laning Megillah this Shabbos afternoon? Loi plug. Ein locha loi plug adam is that. Loi plug, and that's why it's aser. But be'etzim would be mutter. one other answer why these why what's it sad that it should be mutter to lane the Megillah this Shabbos afternoon. Zakta Nitziv. The Nitziv asks a question. We know Rabbis Gzeira is weir, Shofar, Lulav, and Megillah. Frekted it Siv, and what's about Matzah? If Pesach is Chalias B'Shabbos, don't you think, I mean, you have to go to the Rav to ask the Rav if it's a good Matzah, if it's a Kvelas, Shilas, and Matzah? Why don't you say that Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos? We don't eat Matzah, Al Tzegzir, Shem Yavired, Dal Ramas B'Shasarabim. As I frekted it Siv. Matzah, Morer. You have a shaila. You have a shaila if the matzah is chametz. Maybe you can't eat it. So you're going to go to a chochem, and adarav, it's going to be very clear. Usually you could go. Your regular Pesach night, you bake the matzahs, and you go to the Rav to check with him. So you go Friday night. It's a Shem Yavirenu. Zokten et Siv. It's a moira de gazach. Zokten et Siv. It's not a derech to go out by night. It's not a derech to go out by night. Memela, hayus, it's not a derech to go out by night. People just don't go out. I do shaila sechvesnesh. But people don't go out by night. So the meal is no gzeira shem yavirenu. Zokt and itziv la'oyer this rabbi say. The kriya of Purim by night is a mitzvah shalayla. It's true taka that you're reading it by day Shabbos afternoon, but it's a mitzvah shalayla because it's a mitzvah shalayla loy gozru. Finished. Even though it's true, we're going to move this mitzvah salayla to the afternoon, but they didn't make a gzeirah like a hechatimtza. It's not negay, but let's say you could eat Erev Pesach Shechal, you move the matzah to the Shabbos afternoon. Let's say it would be Shaykh. Even though it's taka, what to be goyzer, loy gozru, because the ikra mitzvah is by night. I mean, loy gozru. One more point or one more halacha, another moment or two, negayah to this Shabbos. Achana Shaila, could a person say that he wants to take a nap Shabbos afternoon to be rested for Matzah Shabbos? Now, I want to make it clear, if you don't say anything, even if in the back of your mind, in the front of your mind, your intention is to be rested for Matzah Shabbos, that's not called Achana. But could you say that I'm laying down now because I want to be rested for Leil Purim? You don't want to doze off by the Megillah, Misnamnim, you're going to miss some words. Could you rest for Leil Purim? Achana Shaila.
Yeah, because you could do it really at any time. You could have done it at the beginning of night, right? As long as you're able to
take... Could you say, Shabbos afternoon, I'm taking a nap now. You know why I'm napping now? Because I want to be rested for Matzah Shabbos. Could you do that? What say? Dr. Sefer Chassidim. Very good. This is already taka. This is Mamash Abyssal connected to what we learned. Very good. Shin Zayin. But Dr. Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim. B'Shabbos. Lo Yoimar Odom. But somebody's a minion now. Lo Yoimar Odom Nishan. Kedei Shanasim Alachteinu. A person shouldn't say that I want to rest now to be able to do Malacha. We'll see in a second what it is. Why? The lashon of Sefer Chassidim she'asa loy b'lamacha esa. You're not allowed. She'asa loy mar that you're going to sleep for Matzah Shabbos. Now, you might tell me, wait a second, but I'm going to sleep now because I want to be rested to be b'kayim the mitzvah the rabbanon of Kriyas HaMegillah. Or the same thing is these other cases as well. You want to go to sleep erev Shavuos she'chalios b'Shabbos, so you should be rested to be able to stay up Shavuos night. You know what another good example is? Next year, Erev Pesach Haschalias B'Shabbos. Not a Shiloh, you take a nap on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, so you should be rested for the Seder. It's called a mitzvah deraisa, a God called Cypriotius Mitzrayim. So could you? Lamaisa is like this. The Sefer Chassidim says that even a person wants to write a Sefer Torah, it's also Aser. He wants to be rested to write a Sefer Torah Matzah Shabbos. Now, like you mentioned, this we learned at the beginning of Shin Zayin, and we just chazed it also. These are machloikas apoiskin. If nothing to do with resting, could you say on Shabbos Kodesh, I want it tonight, Matzah Shabbos, I want 3 hours. I want to work on Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's machlokes aposkim if you could do that. This is not a discussion about that. Bechlal, it's about saying that I'm napping now to be rested for Matzah Shabbos. Zoktach Sefer Chassidim, it's aser. So kum to chayisuf. Be'etzem, we stop right here. It's aser. It's aser. We'll see. Lemaisa, there's a shaila how to understand properly the Sefer Chassidim. There's not enough time. There's not time at all to go and properly how to learn up the words. What is the iser? What is the iser? What is the iser? So the Chayadim says the iser is the iser achana. The yoimar ishim b'shabbos that should be up matzah Shabbos. So the Chayadim the have a kemeichel l'choil and maybe it's aser. So come to chayis, it would be aser to say. You could take a nap, no problem. But to say that you're going to sleep for Matzah Shabbos, it's aser. And as Isaka brought in the Briska Gada, they bring that it's aser to say that you're going to sleep Erev Shabbos Shechal Yisrael Pesach to be rested for the Seder. It's aser.
So the parents can't tell the kids take a nap to be rested for
L'maisa, let's see, these are tzad hetas, a taka for the kids. You're just going to tell them, take a nap. If they chop, they chop. But if you need to tell them straight out why you need it, let's get to it in a minute. And with that, I'm going to conclude. Another tzad iser is even without the din achana. There's another tzad iser. Zok the El Yerabba. The El Yerabba learns up shot in the Sefer Chassidim, and he says like this. It's not about achana. It's Zilzul Shabbos. Could be achana, it's also Zilzul Shabbos. But it's Zilzul Shabbos because you're supposed to rest on Shabbos for Shabbos. Shina b'Shabbos Tainik. So if you're going to sleep already, you want to learn, learn. But if you're going to sleep, Zok to El Yerabi, you should be going to sleep for Kavod Shabbos. Here you're saying, no, I'm not doing it for Shabbos, I'm doing it for something else. It's a Zilzul Shabbos, not Al Tzachana. But Al Kaponim, these are two different reasons why it should be Aser. And Mela Kup Tohais, for both of the reasons, it would be awesome to say, I'm going to sleep now, Shabbos afternoon, to be rested for Matzah Shabbos for the Megillah. However, there's a tzad heter, Tshuvas Be'er Moshe, the Debetzina Rav says, Hayos it's Dvar Mitzvah, it's Mutter, and he brings his brother, the Betzel Lachachma, that was the Rav in Australia, says it's Mutter Lagabi Erev Pesach Chalis for Shabbos. But he brings right to that we had to learn up to say for Chassidim. So kum to chois, that's the atzad heter. The Orcha Shulchan says clearly, even for a dvar mitzvah, even to learn, you want to rest Shabbos afternoon so you can learn Matzah Shabbos, it's aser. So what comes out? If you don't say anything, it's mutter. To say when it's a dvar mitzvah is a machloikis. So just to go over the pointers that is here in 30 seconds. This Shabbos, Erev Purim, it's mutter to prepare laning of the Megillah, and it's not achana. This Shabbos, it's mutter to be metaltal the Megillah throughout the whole Shabbos, and it's not muksa. This Shabbos, you should not bring the Megillah to shul on Shabbos for Matzah Shabbos. It would be a problem of achana. And lastly, this Shabbos, better not to say that you're going to sleep for Matzah Shabbos. It could be going to a Shiloh of Achana or a Shiloh of Zilzul Shabbos.